Theaterchecks.com.
Thank you. 4 to 9 in the morning. Here is Colleen Burkhardt and the Editor's Wastebasket. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning, Dick. The Editor's Wastebasket is sponsored this morning by Red Home in Pontiac. And it's nobody's birthday that I know this today. I know, but I just have a personal message. He called this morning. He's a listener, and he just said to tell Lady Diane that Gus still loves her.
Gus loves Lady Di?
Yep.
Okay.
So that's the message. And here's a question for everyone. Are you tired of the same old pepperoni pizza? Well, then how about trying a sauerkraut pizza? Or maybe bratwurst pizza, Cajun shrimp pizza, or Philly steak and cheese pizza? All these pizzas will soon be available at Domino's in test markets outside of Michigan. They have high hopes for Philly steak, but the sauerkraut pizza is one we may not see. Domino's test their products for a month or two before decisions are made whether to offer them everywhere. Some of the interesting ones that got away after going through the test markets include chicken pizzas, barbecue, almond, and oriental, dessert pizzas, and a holiday pizza with turkey and gravy. Yuck.
Holiday pizza with turkey and gravy?
That got away. They tested that and decided not to do that one.
Probably because they couldn't figure out how to attach the drumsticks.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow.
I knew there was a reason.
Yeah.
Well, John Tenney thinks there's beauty and history in Native American names. For the past 6 years, he spent much of his time tracking down the Native American origins of names in each of the 50 states. And some are pretty descriptive. For instance, Tampico, Illinois, which is President Reagan's birthplace, translates to place where there are dogs. Winnebago comes from a Sioux word, meaning people at the place of dirty water. And Chicago, he says, comes from an Algonquin word, meaning place of bad smell.
Did you know that Ohio, O-H-I-O, is an old Indian word?
No.
Mm-hmm, means speed trap.
No. I've been there.
So have I.
Uh-huh. Well, what Mensa is for the intelligent, Densa is for the less than brilliant. And the Rochester, New York man who founded Densa claims that 400 people have paid $5 each to join. J.D. Stewart founded the organization in 1983 as a spoof of Mensa, the International Society of Geniuses. Stewart says even elitist intellectuals may join Densa if they can pass the test. Members are required to score in the bottom 98% on a test that asks, who is buried in Grant's tomb? Now, as a bonus question, prospective members are asked, why?
I love it.
Yeah.
Why? That's great. All right, who is buried in Grant's tomb?
Huh? Yeah, right. No, you know, Grant.
Uh-huh. That's not the answer. Well, it is partially the answer.
I know the
Oh,
answer.
You're kidding. You know,
I didn't ask you, Ankles. Don't you
know
people
what?
That say, I know. You know, in school,
you know
they have their arm up in the air all the time.
These were the kind of questions I used to love. Groucho Marx always asked these kind of questions. Like, what color was the little brown jug?
Mm-hmm, that's
you know,
right.
I always loved these questions. Yeah, right. But I always loved those
questions. Well, what's the answer? Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Grant.
And?
Mrs. Grant.
Good. Thank you. Congratulations. You're one step above Densa.
Okay.
All right. A minute till 9 o'clock.
Okay, Granny. It's head to meet you at Red Home in Pontiac, corner of Ford and Wayne Road in Westland. So here I am. What's up? What's this, a flyer? Granny for president. A vote for Granny is a vote for Granny. You can't be serious. Well, even if you are running, why'd you drag me to Red Home in Pontiac? You're starting your campaign here because if you can get the support of Michigan's best dealership, the country will follow. Aw, come off it. Red Home in Pontiac, GMC, and Toyota sales and service people are car and truck experts. Woo-hoo. They're not going to want to get involved in your campaign. They will when they read this flyer.
Yeah.
Well, how are you going to distribute it? On windshields? There are 10 acres of cars and trucks here at Ford and Wayne Road. And that'll take all day.
Mm-hmm.
Not if you get started. Me get started? You're Rocker's broker. You think I'm going to paste these things on windshields?
What?
Whoa, what's with the shotgun? Whoa, okay. No more warning buckshots. I'll start here at the Pontiacs, then the GMC trucks. Can you do the Toyotas? Oh, didn't think so.
GMC.
Toyota 2. Yes, sir. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Well, Colleen didn't know anybody's whose birthday it was today, so I just thought I'd let you know it's mine.
Happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday. You want to be an honorary Cabrini member?
Well, I don't know.
Oh,
Go for it.
You'd be the only guy in the guild, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would be.
Yeah, so go for it.
What do I have to do?
Yes, sir. Do you have anything else, or is that it?
I'd answer to the question, who is buried in Grant's tomb?
Uh-huh.
Is Yo Mama.
Yo Mama is. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. He hasn't left his name yet.
Thank you. Your name, sir?
My name is Craig Nowicki.
Happy birthday, Mr. Nowicki.
Happy birthday.
Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
So long.
And the Editor's Wastebasket was sponsored this morning by Red Holman Pontiac.
Serving the Motor City.
from Z95.5 in your FM dial. This is Dick Burton with you on a Tuesday, the 20th of September, WCZY-FM Detroit. Z95.5 and the new edition there. It's 4 after 9, 904, 58 degrees outside. High today to be 70. Here's the Information Society and a record called What's On Your Mind. From Z95.5, this is Dick Burton on a Tuesday morning.
Pure energy.
From your mind. 908 with the Information Society from Z95.5. And what's on your mind? Good morning.
Yes, Dick.
Yes, sir.
I was wondering how I fill out this lateral entry form without cutting your face in half.
Yeah, that's a problem. Yeah, it depends who's cutting it out, I suppose. But, my face happens to be on the rear side of the lotto entry form. You folks are supposed to fill out with your name, address, and phone number and mail it into us so you have a double chance to win. One, if we call your number, which you retain. Two, if we call your name, which you send to us. Yeah, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, and how come the bag man's not on the back here?
Well, I don't know. The bag man, fortunately, is in Korea right now, covering the Olympic Games. He called yesterday. He was the special assignment reporter from the Seoul Red Light District, and we haven't heard from him today, so he apparently just disappeared.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dick.
Thanks. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good morning.
Morning, C95.
Yes.
Yes, I'd like, she's like the wind.
You would, huh?
I can't fight this feeling for my fiance Eva from Michael.
Eva. Well, Mike, we don't take requests or dedications, but what is Eva's last name?
Mitchell.
Eva Mitchell. Where is she from?
Port Huron.
Port Huron. Is there something you could play, Casey, for Eva from Port Huron? Maybe The Locomotion?
Ooh. Possibly.
There's a romantic tune.
By Kylie Minogue or the original. Bye. Little Eva.
Little Eva. Which would you prefer, the Little Eva or the Kylie Minogue of The Locomotion?
Either one.
Either one.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it'll mean a great deal to Eva Mitchell when she hears it coming from you. So thanks. You pick him and we play him. Or in this case, we pick him and we play him both. Thanks very much, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Z95.5 Lottery. Simply listen for your name or number. When you hear it, call 2986-95.5 within 15 minutes, and the cash is yours. Up to $10,000 instantly. When you add it up, the Z95.5 Lottery is the easiest winning in town. And it's only here on Motown's number one.
Listen and win. With all hits, all the time, all the time. Z95.5.
Last week it was number one across Europe. In her home country of Australia, it's nowhere to be found on the charts. But here in the States, it's number 32. Here's Kylie Minogue with The Locomotion.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Going out to Eva, that's Kylie Minogue's Locomotion on Z95.5, 15 minutes after the hour. Here's a hit from last year, Dick.
Oh, so it is. Thanks, Case.
And a number of years ago. Bill Withers did it first, Club Nouveau did it second.
That's right.
And they took it to number one.
Lean on Me.
I really need a friend.
Lean on Me, that's Club Nouveau. At Z95.5, where we congratulate Susan Robinson of Detroit, winner of $5,000 in the Z95.5 lottery earlier this morning. She heard her number announced, called within 15 minutes, and just claimed her prize from Z95.5. Another lottery number this hour before 10 o'clock and all day long. Remember, different lottery numbers are called.
It's easy to win here
at
the Z.
Thank you, Casey. And names, too, by the way, from the folks who would clip out their names or fill in the blank, the red ticket, with their name, address, and phone number and mail it to us so they double their chances
to
win.
Two big chances to win.
Thank you, Casey. 921. And Casey has some music trivia right after this.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Michigan.
9:23 in the morning from Z95.5. Temperature's 58. High today will be 70. Stan Rogers, who's with Baker Boy Bakery in Livonia, brought up some donuts. He owns the place. This is the most unique thing I've ever seen.
They're not just regular donuts, are they?
They're made in. They're all donuts, but they're made in the shape of hamburgers, hot dogs, pizza, and something else.
French, well, French,
and
fries.
French fries.
And pretzel.
And pretzels, that's pretzels. Right, yeah. But I mean, I defy anybody to look at this Coney Island hot dog and not say it's a Coney Island hot dog. It's not.
It tasted like a hot dog.
It's got the, no.
Well, no, it really didn't taste like a hot dog. But.
I mean, the hot dog itself, which is pinkish, of course, is a donut. Mm-hmm. The chili.
There's onions. There's cheese.
What are the onions made of? You had one.
A little coconut chunks.
Okay, and what is the chili made of? Chocolate?
It's a cream, like when you get a donut mm-hmm. stuffed with cream. It's
and the
like
pizza that looks like cheese is actually some kind of cream.
Custard.
And the pepperoni. Custard, it's just incredible. Absolutely. I've never seen this done before.
It's tasty.
Baker Boy, which is over on the Middle Belt Road, the corner of Plymouth Road, Livonia, huh? Yeah. Middle Belt Road, corner of Plymouth, Baker Boy, Stan Rogers. Uh-huh. Very unique idea, Stan.
The pizza looked great.
Yeah, I didn't get snarfed up before. One guy walked in, he said, oh, I love pizza. And he grabbed a piece, took a bite before. In fact, it was Brian Patrick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he isn't as bright as we thought.
You know, speaking of donuts, Nick.
Yeah.
I've got a great big trivia question today.
What you got?
Well, here first we'll listen to my theme song.
Casey's trivia is on the air at 9:25. Casey?
I'm just waiting for the theme song to end. I like to kick up at the end, you know, the high kicks.
Ankles, let's shorten his theme. Okay, what do you got?
No, please not.
Case?
Okay, we were talking about donuts, yeah. And we were talking about the lottery. Of course, you can win hundreds of dollars, thousands of dollars here in the Z95.5 lottery.
Right, exactly.
And this song has a lot to do with what people might expect to get in return for their winning tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a song from 1960. We need the artist and the title of this.
Here we go. Okay, there it is. Well, I tell you, you wouldn't get a winner from me on that one, I tell you. 298-6955, let's go to the phone and see if we get an answer. Good morning.
All I want is money.
Well, that's not the correct title, but we need the artist as well.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Talk right away, folks. Good morning.
Money by Dolan Strong or...
You have the last name right.
Okay, it's Money by Strong.
Yeah,
right?
Two syllables.
Okay.
Begins with a B, ends with a T.
Casey has a lot of BS on this program, so. There's your hint.
Baird Strong.
What's that?
Baird Strong.
That's
Baird
right.
Baird Strong is right. I thought he'd say Bill for sure. Okay,
he's
very
one
good.
Of the original Motown artists.
He is.
He didn't record for Motown. He was on a label called Anna, but he went on to write a lot of Temptation songs along with William Norman Whitfield.
Do we not have one of the Temptations in the
He's
station?
In the studio doing an interview with Colleen.
Who is it? Who's
Otis Williams.
Otis Williams is there?
Yeah.
Well, maybe when he's done, we'll get him on before 10, okay?
All right.
I guess he got a new book out or something, right?
He sure does.
Okay, we'll get him on. All right, what is your name, sir?
Dan White.
Okay, Dan, you're a winner. What do we have for him, Sterling Heights?
That's right. Take you in's dinner for two at Clam Diggers in Farmington. Ooh. And a Max Wallace T-shirt, coffee mug, and key ring commemorating the 88 Olympics.
Very good, okay. In the meantime, we have Baird Strong.
From 1960, the Beatles honored him by redoing this particular song. He went all the way up to number 23 in 1960 with Money, That's What I Want. Here's Baird Strong on Z95.5. If it's green, it makes my scene. That's Baird Strong. Money, that's what I want.
Wow, I love it. Thanks, Case. All right, Baird Strong from 1960, huh?
That's right. He helped write Cloud Nine. Papa Was a Rolling Stone. Just My Imagination. A couple other Temptation big hits.
Okay, between now and the temple, we're talking Otis Williams with the Temptations. And call another Z95.5 lottery number.
Just when I believe.
Z95.5, 26 to 10 o'clock in the morning. And there's Hold On to the Night. Richard Marks, time for a little movie trivia. According to the Wang Doctor, what number caller?
8.
298-6955.
The Z95.5 Lottery. Simply listen for your name or number. When you hear it, call 298-6955 within 15 minutes. And the cash is yours. Up to $10,000 instantly. When you add it up, the Z95.5 Lottery is the easiest winning in town. And it's only here on Motown's number one.
Listen and win.
Z95.5, it's time for movie trivia, and here's your host, Dick Burton.
Okay, thank you very much. At 24 till 10, Sterling Heights, who's our movie trivia contestant this morning?
That's right, Dick. He's an accountant from Livonia. He's single. He likes to bowl and play tennis in his spare time. Dick, please say hello to Matt Verback.
Hello, Matt. How are you?
Very good.
A lot of available single women out there in Livonia?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah? Where do you find them mostly? Where do you meet these ladies?
Oh, different places. I don't really live in Livonia, but...
You lied about the Livonia part?
Why would anyone lie?
Where do you live?
I live in Mount Clemens. Oh.
Well, there's quite about 45 miles difference there, I guess, isn't there?
A bit.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of women in between those two, I'll tell you that. Okay, you ready, Matt?
Sure am.
Okay, here
this
we go.
This is a test.
Good luck.
This is only a test.
Okay, ready? Who lied about being... Well, I'll tell you, let's make that the bonus one because that's more television, okay? This is a better question and a lot easier for you.
Oh, good.
Movie question. What's the subtitle of Porky's 2?
Porky's Revenge.
You see, this is such a stupid question. I'm going to give you another guess. That's not right. That's a good guess, though. I mean, you could think Porky's Revenge.
At the Night After?
No, it's not that, but you're right in that feel. It's not The Night After. It's what? What'd you say, Casey?
But The Night After the Revenge.
The Night After the Revenge. That's only in Mexico. Yeah. No, it's not The Night After. In other words, if it isn't the night, what happens the night after?
You get a phone call.
What takes place next? What comes next, okay, after the night after?
The wedding?
I really don't know.
Okay, it's three words. In other words, you're saying the night after. I'm trying to say to you it's not the night after, it's in the future. Okay?
Back to the future?
Back to the future. No. You're not following this at all, are you?
I'm not.
I'm not really giving you good hints here. Okay, it's the... Okay, it's the... Not. It's not the night after, it's the...
The day after.
Well, you're close enough. The next day. Okay, very good. Well, I'm sweating. Okay, Matt, you're a winner. And what do we have for him now?
That's right. Dickie wins dinner for two at Norm's Oyster Bar and Grill in Southfield and a pair of passes to the Z95.5 Detroit premiere of Heartbreak Hotel.
Okay, Matt, here we go with the bonus round question. And this is in television. Who lied about being a college graduate on an application for a job with station WJM-TV? Who lied about being a college graduate on an application for a job with television station WJM?
Dan Quayle.
Not Dan Quayle.
Oh.
Wrong state.
Oh.
No. But I will say Midwestern state.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If that's a hint. Television question. Who lied about being a college graduate on an application for a job with TV station WJM?
The recent TV show, or is it?
Oh, I can't tell you.
Porky.
This one I don't think really needs a hint. Does anybody here get this one?
Yes.
Dyke, Sterling Heights, you got it? Everybody here got this one. So this is pretty easy.
I don't really watch that much television, so I really don't know.
Yeah. Well, you're busy playing tennis and bowling all the time.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, hold on a second.
Thank you.
Okay. Good morning. Good morning.
Hello, Ted Knight?
Nope. Thank you. Good morning.
I don't know.
Okay. Good morning.
Mary Richard.
Mary Richard, sure. That's who it is. Mary Tyler Moore. That was the TV station she worked for. And your name?
Elise.
Cindy.
Cindy.
Cindy Elise. Did you hear Cindy? How did I hear Elise out of that? Okay, anyway, for Cindy, what do we have, Sterling?
That's right, Dick. She wins dinner for two at Charlie's and a Loftus Jewelry gift certificate from Loftus Jewelry in Warren and Garden City.
Thank you, Cindy Elise.
Okay.
Have a nice day. Hold on the line.
This concludes this test.
It's a good, good morning with different people.
Next amount of money will be worth, let's see, the next one will be worth $1,000. $1,000 within this hour. It's 58 degrees, wind southwest 23, gusting at 29. If you don't have a lottery brochure that we mailed out in the mail, all you do is send a stamped self-addressed envelope to WCCY Detroit 48237. We'll put one back in the return mail. You know, we've come up with a brand new way to make our Lions football pool. You know, it's just within the station here, the employees. Mm-hmm. More interesting. Because we do this every week. And the way we think we're going to work it now, you don't guess if the Lions are going to lose or by how much. The winner has to pick the way that they'll blow the game. Now, nobody won last week because nobody here thought of a fake punt from the end zone. Okay. 8:09 in the morning. Happy birthday to Lori Cancilla today. It's 58 degrees, very windy, gusting up to 29 miles an hour out of the southwest at 23, high 70.
White Fang,
everybody's favorite dog. That is the worst Howard Cosell impression I've ever heard.
Oh, really?
Yeah, besides, he isn't covering the Olympic Games. No kidding. Gordon Kincaid hired you to cover the animal events in the Olympic Games? Yeah, the equestrian events, huh? You, do you have a tape of your broadcast at all? Uh-huh. I hear the tape, yeah? Wait a minute. A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust? Wow. A hearty, I at least want a silver medal? Uh-huh. What other events are you covering, Fang? You're covering the jumping events. Uh-huh. Who do you think's going to win? Hold on, Fang. Why should the bunnies take all of the medals? Okay, the bunny. What other events are you handling, Fang? Oh, the dog paddle swim? Okay, yeah. Team fetch the stick. Yeah. And the toughest event of all? Well, why is weightlifting so tough? Oh, I see. Once you lift your leg, it's tough to wait. Uh-huh. Okay, yeah, yeah. So long, Fang.
All right.
Thank you. 8:17, Michael Jackson, another part of me from Z95.5. Dick Burton with you. Very cloudiness this morning. Becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. Breezy throughout the day. High is 70, and it's 58 outside right now. That's down one in the last hour, right? It went 58, 59, now 58 again. Zewaukee Bridge is finally opened. I'm sure some of you commuters, or all of you, are going to be just thrilled to hear that. What fun it was to stop 10 miles from there, 5 miles from there, and go down to one lane eventually. That was a lot of fun. So the Zewaukee Bridge is finally opened. It opened up Monday, which goes to prove that with enough time, money, and Lego, you can do just about anything. Anyway, it's 8:18 in the morning, 58 degrees. Again, very breezy, up to 29 miles an hour are the gusts. It's 70 degrees
for
the high today.
The best ideas are the simplest.
Good morning. I'd like to find out what the top five songs of 78 were.
Casey? Five songs of 1978? Is that what you want?
June of 78.
Oh, 78. June, must June be 78. Some kind of reunion going on?
Yes.
Is that right? A 10-year reunion?
That's right.
All righty. Well,
wow. You must be psychic, Casey.
Why don't we go back quick 10 years?
Okay.
The biggest song of the year that year was number one during June of 1978.
Yeah.
It was by one of the Gibb brothers, Andy Gibb, Shadow Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Also, a couple other movie themes. You're the One That I Want from Grease with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. Baker Street, Gene Rafferty. It's a Heartache, Bonnie Tyler. And Too Much, Too Little, Too Late, Johnny Mathis and Denise Williams.
Those are the top five.
Those were the top five at June 17th, 1978.
You got that, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. How do you do this off the top of your head, Case? That's amazing.
It was a big year for me,
That's because the book is open on the top of his head.
It was a great year, wasn't it?
It was a great year.
It sure
year.
Was.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Here's one of those tunes right now, Case.
That's right.
Which one have you selected?
Let's select the top song of the year for that year. Andy Gibb, Shadow Dancing.
Well, you want to get it in both there. We got a little technical problem here. It was a good idea at the time.
Well, that's
the way
only
you
half
that,
the top song.
That's
the
right. It's only half because we want to make sure it goes stereo in both channels here, and I think we may have it now. Let's hope so. It's 8:20 in the morning, and here's Andy Gibb.
No, we don't have it.
We don't have it in both channels, do we? Well, there's no way we're going to play it then, is there?
There it is.
We got it now?
It's mono, but it's both tunes.
Hey, all right. Well, let's enjoy it right
now. Let's sing along with Andy.
One of my favorites, and I hope one of yours.
It's
and
cool.
Maybe one of yours, and I hope one of mine.
Shadow Dancing. Single for 1978, and at the time, the first artist to have his first three songs go to the number one spot, and that's Andy Gibb with Shadow Dancing.
Is that right? Boy, he was hot for a while, wasn't he?
He sure was. Fast then he started dating Victoria Principal.
That's
he
right.
did some acting. And,
that's right, and she kind of like said, hey, no more, and that he just kind of went a little bananas,
It may have ruined him.
That's exactly right, yeah.
May have been his downfall.
He and the Bee Gees haven't had, I saw it was either the Bee Gees or Andy Gibb on Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they probably still qualify. He doesn't, of course, but they probably still qualify. You know, I was watching that show, I don't know when, fairly recently. I think it's been on the air too long. Now, I met Robin Leach. He's a really nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I say I think that show's been on the air too long because when it first came on, they were doing like Tom Monahan, Joan Collins, Malcolm Forbes. Mm-hmm. You know, people with a lot of money, right? Now they're doing, and this is true, Wink Martindale.
No. Well, next thing you know, they'll be calling you up, Dick.
Yeah, next thing. Okay, it's 825 at Z95.5. Another winning lottery number coming up here in the next little while. It'll be worth $1,000. We had a $5,000 winner earlier on this morning with a number we read at 720. Here's Doc Anders at 8:26 on this Tuesday morning with a sports alert.
Good morning, Dick. Good morning, everybody. Sports this morning is sponsored by Paul Inman Sensible Super Saver Sweepstakes.
Good morning, Commissioner.
Tigers end up losing to the Cleveland Indians 4-3 last night as Corey Snyder tagged an eighth inning homer off Mike Heneman. Tigers had a chance to gain some ground on the Red Sox, who lost to the Blue Jays 4-3. The Tigers trail the Bo Sox by 6 with 12 games to play, and the Red Sox magic number down to 7. Darrell Evans hit his 18th homer of the year in the sixth inning off the third deck in right field, the 399th of his career, tying him with Al Kaline for 22nd place on the all-time list. And the best line of the night at the game last night, Heneman and Willie Hernandez warming up in the bullpen in the eighth inning just before Corey Snyder hit that home run. Sparky on his way out to the mound, and a fan in the stands, not too many people there, yelled out, "Sparky, don't do it."
Is that right?
It was so funny. The whole press box cracked up. He yelled it because there weren't many fans there. He yelled, "Sparky, don't do it."
Uh-oh.
And he didn't. He went to Heneman. He didn't go to Hernandez.
Isn't that funny? Then Heneman gave up the home run.
And then Heneman gives up the home run.
That's the way it goes.
So I guess, you know, we got to lighten up on old Guillermo, don't call me Willie.
See, you know, I remember Sparky talking about hunches. He said, there's no such thing as hunches. He said, I've had hunches to pull the starting pitcher and put the reliever in, bang, home run, we lose the game, and the other way around, too.
Mm-hmm. That's the way it goes.
I guess.
Oakland A's become the first team to clinch their divisional race, beating Minnesota 5-3. They win the AL West. The Dodgers' magic number now down to 5. They beat the Astros 1-0 last night. National League umpire Dave Pallone resigning under pressure. He won't work again for the rest of the year, or ever again, it looks like. Pallone's been in the majors since 79, occasionally feuding with players. He was the umpire that Pete Rose bumped into and ended up getting that 30-day suspension. Red Wings lose their third straight exhibition game last night, 4-3 to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Dan Dau scored the winner with 30 seconds to go in the extra period. Dau had his nose broken in the third period by Peter Klima. He went to the locker room, had it repaired, came back and scored the winner. Coach Jacques Demers has fined both Bob Probert and Peter Klima for training camp violations. They are really challenging Demers, and this could be big trouble for both those guys. Klima, not the brightest guy, said about the fine, "So what? It's only money." In the Monday night football game, third string quarterback Mike Pagel, getting his first start since 85, had a good night, passing for 255 yards and two touchdowns as the Cleveland Browns beat the Indianapolis Colts 23-17. Lions running back Butch Wolfolk could be out for the season. Wolfolk injured his knee during Sunday's game. To replace him, the Lions have picked up Lou Brock Jr., the son of the former St. Louis Cardinals star who played his college ball at USC. U.S. diver Greg Louganis didn't let the cut on his head bother him a day after hitting it on the board during preliminaries. Louganis won the gold medal in the men's springboard competition at the Summer Olympics in Seoul. He hopes to match that medal in the platform competition next week. U.S. men's basketball team had a struggle with Canada last night. They were down by 8 points and came back to take just a slight halftime lead and then got by Canada 76-70. The Americans now take on Brazil tonight, the team that beat them in the Pan Am Games last year. The basketball game tonight starts at 7:45. And that's the sport, sponsored by Paul Inman, Sensible Super Saver Sweepstakes.
Thank you, Doctor.
Welcome.
29 to 9. Let's check traffic right now on a very, very bumpy riding AAA safety copter with Glenn Oswald. Right, Glenn?
Yeah, yeah. What?
You're not getting sick, are you?
No, not really. Don't feel as good as I usually do up here on flying the rush hour, but not doing too bad.
What do you do now when you get sick? Do you have air sickness bags up there?
You betcha. We got one right here in the console, so I'm all set.
His name is Captain Pat, isn't it?
Oh, don't you do that all over me again, Glenn.
Boy, you remember that joke about the guy on the airplane who was really feeling pretty sick, and the guy next to him was sound asleep, some businessman in his suit and stuff, sound asleep. So the guy is there. He's just getting sick. And finally, he gets sick. He gets sick all over the guy sitting next to him, right? And then now it's all over, and everything's fine and dandy. And the guy wakes up all of a sudden. And the guy who threw up, he looks at him. He says, "Feeling better now?" Anyway.
Yeah, anyway.
What's going on?
Not much going on. Winding out kind of a busy rush hour with some construction problems. Southbound I-75, construction in the I-94 interchange. That's driving back up to Davison on southbound Chrysler. Westbound I-94, the ramp to northbound I-75 is closed. Looks like they're working on the bridge there. And one stalled car, westbound 696 on the service drive east of Van Dyke, gets in the right lane. And that's it. I'll be back this afternoon with Louis Roberts at 420.
Thank you. See you, Glenn.
Right, bye.
Bye-bye. Glenn Oswald, the AAA Safety Cop. Very of cloudiness this morning. Breezy becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. And breezy throughout the day. High of around 70 degrees. Tonight becoming clear with a low of 55. Wednesday, sunny with a high of 75 degrees. We're partly cloudy and 58 right now. Humidity's at 77%. The winds are southwest 23, gusting to 29 miles an hour. So very, very windy, very breezy, as Glenn was saying up at the AAA Safety Copter. It's 58 degrees now. Terrence Trent D'Arby, Dance Little Sister. It's 24 minutes away from 9 o'clock in the morning. This is Dick Clinton with you, and it's time now for another Z95.5 winning lottery number. Right now, you'll win $1,000 if your Z95.5 lottery number is 281-2174. Again, 281-2174. If that's your lottery number, you've got 15 minutes to call me at 298-6955 and claim your prize. If it's not your number, keep listening for additional names or numbers. The next one's coming up between 9 and 10. Once again, our current Z95.5 winning lottery number is 281-2174. Worth $1,000. Good luck from Z95.5.
Officer, I'd like to report a monster sighting.
Hi, Dick. I'm Dr. DeWalkus for the Professional Veterinary Hospital.
Yes, hello, Dr. DeWalkus. Welcome to the Z this morning.
Dick, as you know, many communities are now searching for ways to handle the problem of killer pit bulls and other types of vicious dogs, or VDs, as we professional veterinarians refer to them.
Uh-huh. Oh, I didn't know that, Doctor.
That's why, Dick. And you probably didn't know that most VDs get that way because of two particularly harmful canine diseases.
Which are they now?
Doggonorrhea,
yeah,
and butt sniffles.
I see. Well, Doc, what, Doctor, what can you do for people with a vicious dog?
Well, let's say you have a VD, Dick.
Oh, okay, let's say I do.
What do you do?
That's what I asked you for, Doctor. What do I do?
Well, Dick, you could stay at home with your VD and never take the little sucker out.
Yeah, right.
But if it doesn't get out and get some exercise, it will become flabby, limp, and lifeless.
Right. Okay, fine. Well, Dr. DeWalkus.
Or, Dick, you could try to give your VD to someone else, say a total stranger, hoping you never run into them again. But, Dick, that could ruin your reputation.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Think about it. Someone may ask that person, "Hey, where did you get that nasty VD?
Yeah.
And they'd reply, "Oh, that no good Dick Putin gave it to me."
Yeah, you have a point, Doctor.
So, Dick, the only real answer to this VD dilemma is neutering.
Neutering. Doctor, it seems like your answer to everything is neutering.
Well, Dick, let's put it this way.
Uh-huh.
If your dog has fleas, you get rid of the fleas. Am I correct?
Well, yes.
So, Dick, if your dog goes nuts...
Okay, Doctor, thank you for calling. Have a nice day.
This is Dr. DeWalkers reminding you, if your VD is terrorizing you and your neighborhood, bring it to PVH. Remember, neuter your vicious dog before it neuters you.
Thank you, Dr. DeWalkers.
Hi, Dick.
Number one for fun, Z95.5.
It's called A Word in Spanish, the new one by Elton John, quarter of nine, Z95.5, and it's 58 degrees. Wind southwest 23, gusting to 29. High today will be about 70 degrees or so. Then tonight, 55. Tomorrow's high, 75. And it's 14 to 9 now.
Great boat giveaway from Borton Dairy, Jefferson Beach Marina, and Boat Show USA.
The Boat Show, son of a gun. Personally, I think a lot of guys are glad summer's finally over and the days at the beach and by the pool are done. Because I'll tell you, just speaking from one guy, it's tough to spend 3 months holding in your stomach. Well, it's 12 minutes to 9 in the morning.
Z95.5.
You broke my heart, because I couldn't dance.
All righty, it's 9 minutes to 9 in the morning at Z95.5, 58 degrees. There's the Contours and Do You Love Me. Here's the new one by Phil Collins, a remake of the old, what, Mindbenders tune, Casey?
That's right. It's called A Groovy Kind of Love.
And it's 9 to 9. Kind of loving. What's his name? Phil Collins. Thank you. All right, 6 minutes to 9 in the morning at Z95.5. No winner this hour on the lottery. Last hour, though, we congratulate Susan Robinson of Detroit, winner of $5,000 in the Z95.5 lottery. Susan heard her lottery number announced and called within 15 minutes to claim the prize from Z95.5. Another lottery number, hopefully a winner for you between 9 and 10. And we also call off the number names, too. Excuse me, the names, not the numbers. Sometimes the numbers, sometimes the names. In other words, okay, from your lottery brochure. Did I make that clear? No, I didn't. But anyway, let's go to the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Greatest hits of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. All right here on aircheck.com.